Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dose of the Dead podcast. Today is December 15th, and this is the third episode of this podcast. Today, we'll have a show from December 15th, 1986, 30 years ago in the in Oakland in the County Coliseum. We're going to go over some Grateful Dead news, some performances from Bob Weir this year, 2016. And we're also going to do the studio track and then end it with another song from the Oakland show in 86. So for the first song that I'm going to play, it's going to be Althea from the County Coliseum, 12/15/1986. Grateful Dead, Althea. Enjoy.
Yeah.
So there we have for Althea for 12/15/1986 in the Oakland County Coliseum. So let's get into some Grateful Dead news. As in the last episode, you heard that I talked about the Dead & Company tour. Tickets went on sale December 9th. I was surprised when they first went on sale. Looked on StubHub, they were pretty high. I mean, lawn seats for the Camden show I was looking at was, I think, like, with fees and everything, like $70 for one lawn seat, which was crazy. But I think they went down to like 40. Now they're back up to like 45, 50. So we'll see where they pan out for the next couple months. Hopefully, they get a little cheaper. But with that date, they were playing the Hollywood Bowl. One date, they actually added a second show for the Hollywood Bowl. So they'll be playing May 31st and June 1st. There was high demand for that show, so they decided to add one more. And then after that, they'll be playing the two shows at Shoreline shortly after. I don't remember the dates exactly, but... in other news, the Long Strange Trip, the documentary, will finally be aired. It's been a long time long time coming, really. The project was worked on since 2010, so this is like 7 years in the making by the time it comes out. It was added to the Sundance Film Festival lineup. Produced by Martin Scorsese. It's a documentary. I know there was news or rumors that it was supposed to come out in 2015 for the 50th anniversary year. But I guess it got pushed back, kept getting sidelined. But so the news was released that it is part of the 2017 Sundance Film Festival lineup. So that's good. I'm sure it will be a pretty good documentary in depth, and I mean, if it took 7 years to make, should be pretty good. So so let's get into this segment we're gonna do. This week I decided to pick some Bob Weir performances from 2016. One was from the beginning of the summer, I believe. It was either the summer or the spring. And the second one is from a show I actually went to when he played to promote the Blue Mountain solo album. It's in Tower Theater in Upper Darby. It was on October 12th, 2016. That was a pretty good show. I mean, the first set was all the new stuff from Blue Mountain. Really, some Bob Dylan covers, I think, When I Paint My Masterpiece. And I think maybe a Johnny Cash cover, I can't remember. But the second set was all Grateful Dead songs. And it was a pretty good show. I know the night before, when they were in L.A., John Mayer came out for the second set. And they played West L.A. Fadeaway and all that. I heard some of those shows on Sirius XM, the Grateful Dead channel. But so we're going to start out with He's Gone from Tower Theater in Upper Darby. Campfire Tour. So here's Bob Weir.
Yeah.
Gone by Bob Weir and the Campfire Band for the Campfire Tour. Pretty good show. The guy you hear in the beginning screaming, "I don't want to hear about it," or "tell me about it," or something. He was something else for the whole show. I mean, if you listen to that show throughout, I must have been right next to that person taking that audio clip, because he was literally just screaming the whole show the same things over and over again, like he was talking to Bob Weir one-on-one. But you know, those are the things you experience at those kind of venues. It was also pretty good, because all those shows he did was in were in theater, so they were really up close and pretty intimate. I wound up getting tickets like I think the day before that were like $90, but it was only I was like 8 rows from the stage, so I mean they were pretty good seats. So next for Bob Weir's performances of 2016, we're actually going to play, it's Bob Weir and Slightly Stupid. They're performing Franklin's Tower. I heard this actually, it was on YouTube, it just came up as one of like the next tracks. And I don't know, I've seen Slightly Stupid in concert before, and I like their music, but it was just, I mean, not weird for them to play together. It's just a different sound, and I like obviously Franklin's Tower, so I think these two different, you know, musical worlds combined, is it's a lot better than you would maybe expect. So here's Franklin's Tower from Slightly Stupid and Bob Weir.
So you're not just talking trip, there is an actual constellation sound system. What?
We'll be right back. Tell you where four winds sleep. Like falling high, it's a lighthouse keep. White water seed in the sand and wind, sand.
So that's gonna do it for Bob Weir's 2016 performances. I mean, there was a lot to choose from with the Campfire Tour, the stuff he did with everyone, really. Dead and Company, obviously, which I didn't even think about putting those in because we had a Dead and Company segment last week. So now we're gonna go on the studio track of the week. The track I decided to pick this week was off from the Mars Hotel, which was the Grateful Dead's seventh studio album. It was their second album released on their own label after they got second studio album released on their own label. It was recorded mostly in March, April, May of 74 and released on June 27th, 1974. So the song that I'm going to pick off of there's the song. The song I'm going to pick off from the Mars Hotel is Unbroken Chain. It's Phil Lesh on vocals. This song was rarely played live. They played it towards the end in 95, I think they said. They played it around like 10 times, which was like unheard of for this song. But Phil also did the vocals on the song Pride of Cucamonga, which they rarely played that live either. So this was the end of Phil Lesh's like lead vocals for I think it was about like 10 years, which I don't know. I mean, I like Lesh's vocals, but it's not a not something that I missed hearing. But this song is one of the a good song. It's not a typical Grateful Dead song. So here's Unbroken Chain from the Mars Hotel, 1974. Thank you.
listening for the secret, searching for the sound. But I could only hear the preacher and the baying of his hounds. Willow sky, well, I walk and wonder why they say love your brother, but you will catch it when you try.
Yeah.
So there's Unbroken Chain from the Mars Hotel. That was actually after that album was released, that was that started their touring hiatus for a while. In that time, they started to work on the Grateful Dead movie, which took a very, very, very long time. If you watch the extras in the movie, just the animation alone, the way Jerry wanted to do it his way, it just took endless amounts of time to place all those cutouts and put saran wrap over the what they were filming over, and it took a long time. I mean, definitely a great movie, and the animation in the beginning is really what, even before I started listening to the Grateful Dead, what drew me into the movie was just the animation alone, and it kind of, you know, the rest is from there. So it was a relatively short album. I think it was only like 40 minutes long altogether, but pretty good one. So that's really going to do it for the show. We're going to play one more song from 1986 in the Oakland County Coliseum. But don't forget, on Instagram, go follow Dose of the Dead podcast, all underscores for the space, and you know, like my post, leave a comment if you guys want to hear anything else special. I had a request from someone to publish my podcast on Stitcher, so I had to sign up for that, so it's going to take 5 days to get my account approved. So after that, if it gets approved, the podcast will be available to listen on that. It's available on iTunes, it's available on Podomatic. Yeah, so let me know what you guys want to hear. So the last song we're gonna play is from 12/15/1986, 30 years ago today, in the Oakland County Coliseum, and it's Good Lovin'. So enjoy your week and enjoy the song. Take care.